gracious God and heavenly King, that rules and governs everything, whose power the heavens and earth do know, behold me, wretch oppressed with woe. Be thou my God in the distress, and ease me of my wickedness. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. The terrors of this fearful death, which makes so many lose their breath, do make me fear my part therein, for recompense of my great sin. O Lord, unto my voice give heed, and rid my life and soul from dread. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. Most gracious God, now lend thine ear, bow down thyself my cries to hear. Let not my words be spent in vain, but help me, Lord, now I complain. Be thou my rock, my strength and stay, for thou hast promised help always. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. This grievous scourge which thou hast sent upon us for our chastisement, we must confess we have reserved, for from thy laws we all have served. Our sins have sore provoked thee, and wrath against us all to be. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. The sins of Sodom here do reign, and in our city do remain. Both old and young, both rich and poor, do daily sin and vex thee sore. They swear and lie, they steal and kill, and for old shoes the poor they sell. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. False beams and weights are daily used, whereby full many are abused, and covetous usurers by excess have brought a number to distress. They purchase daily house and ground, and racking rents the poor they wound. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. And I, O Lord, amongst the rest, do yield that I have sore transgressed. But yet, O Lord, I thee desire not to rebuke me in thine ire. Bear not in mind my former ill, but frame me to thy holy will. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. I was conceived and born in sin, and since I have most wicked been, offending thee, my gracious God, whereby I have deserved thy rod. But now, O Lord, I do repent, let me not feel thy punishment. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. My sins are set before mine eyes, my graceless oaths I do despise, my want of grace I do lament, and youthful time too vainly spent. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, for Christ his sake, and let thy wrath and anger sin. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. Vain world, adieu, thy flatterest man, I loathe thee now, do what thou can. I yield myself most willingly unto my God to live and die. For under his wings I plainly see there is most safety for to be. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. O where, said David, shall I fly? But God will there be presently. There is no place to escape from God if thou deserve to feel his rod. Thou man in thy vocation stay, and God will thee defend always. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. I with myself am now resolved, and with Saint Paul to be dissolved from this body of sin and mire, I do most earnestly desire, and with my Savior Christ to be, to live with him eternally. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. My thirsty soul desires her drought, my poisoned mind would fain be out from chains and fetters of the flesh to live with him in happiness. She longs to come into the coast, which she by Satan's wills hath lost. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. From Egypt now I will return, where cruel bondage makes me mourn, and eke from Babylon I would be released from captivity, to be in New Jerusalem amongst the saints to sing with them. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. This is the home which I do mean, that city New Jerusalem, where many thousand saints do sing praises unto their heavenly King. Within that city there is peace, continues still and ever cease. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. There is an everlasting spring, there birds do ever chirp and sing, there blessing winters never blows, it never freezeth there nor snows, nor summer's parching doth no harm, the weather there is temperate warm. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. Their pleasant gardens ever keep, all sorts of flowers ever sweet, the trees do blossom, bud and bear, the fruits are mellow all the year, all sorts of plants both fresh and green, at all times there are to be seen. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. The gates of equal distance be, most beautiful and fair to see, bedecked with many precious stones and wrought with burnished ivory bones. The walls of jasper richly built, the streets and houses paved and gilt. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. There pleasant wine in rivers and flows, upon the banks the sugar grows, enclosed in reeds of cinnamon, more sweeter than the honeycomb. To see these sights and many more, who would not covet thee to go? O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. There is no need of moon nor sun, for there the day and night are one. No heart can think nor tongue can tell the glorious sights for to excel. The dwellers there are crowned with gold, like kings most glorious to behold. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home. Like loving friends they live in bliss, like spouses they the bridegroom kiss, their loving God and Master dear, who feasteth them with heavenly cheer. O God of heaven, of thy good grace, conduct us to that heavenly place. O Lord, Lord, for thy mercy now forgive me, come and receive me home.